Welcome to your five for the day. There's so much going on in the world today. There's so much insecurity and instability. We've got high petrol prices, high crime rates, incurable diseases, problems in the Middle East, and the list goes on and on. The question is, what should our response be? It is at times like these that we battle with many things. It could be fear, worry, distress, anxiety, and even depression. But the Bible contains many records of people who faced disappointment and challenges and yet came out on the other side as overcomers. Is there something we can learn, and in particular something we can apply to our lives today? In the New Testament book of the Acts, we read that Paul and Silas were going around doing good, and they got problems for it. Just as they were on their way to a place to pray and spend time with God, they were harassed by this young girl, and their future was about to change. From quietly going on with their business of praying, to going straight to jail, all in one easy step. Have you ever had one of those moments when your life is going in one direction, and the next thing you know, it's going in a completely different one? At the time, it must have seemed like a really hopeless situation. A bad case of being in the wrong place at the right time. Imagine what it must have felt like for Paul and Silas, being falsely accused, publicly tried, beaten, sent to jail, placed in stocks. At any stage during that process, they must have wondered what was going on. Was God still in control? The truth was that God was completely in control, and he knew the end from the beginning. If we know how to handle the difficult times, it'll help us to get through such times. Paul and Silas are an example to us of people who lived through difficulties and challenges and overcame them. What was their response? They began to pray, sing, and praise God. How different to how we handle things today. Today we'd get stressed, pressurized, angry, discouraged, despairing, and depressed. How about this for a strategy when you face difficulty and challenge? Pray, sing, and praise God. The key to our outcome seems to lie in our reaction and attitude. We see people today descend into negativity and pessimism, fear and distress, depression and hopelessness. Perhaps the example Paul and Silas set for us is something we could consider. Pray, sing, and praise God. As we begin to praise the Lord, we shift the focus from our problems and on to God. As Paul and Silas took their hopeless situation and began to use it as an opportunity to praise and worship God, God began to work on their behalf and cause a miracle to take place. The result was a physical breakthrough, an earthquake. There was an emotional breakthrough. The prisoners did not run away. There was a spiritual breakthrough. The jailer came to know Christ as his Lord and Saviour. There was a revelational breakthrough. They realized that God is bigger than anything they could ever face, and he could make a way where there seems to be no way.